Hello, my name is Estuardo Rodas and I will be your host this month. The stories this month will be Angie B. brings us James Stone and Plymouth. Daniela Catalan tells us all about Squanto. Vicky Benitez tells us about how Thanksgiving started. And I tell you all about the bird. And here we go.
Hi, I'm Angelica Benitez from the GMP, bringing you a story on the differences between the two settlements, Jamestown and Plymouth. The difference between Jamestown and Plymouth settlers is large. However, they do share one major thing. They became the first settlements that started America. Jamestown began with 104 men traveling aboard the Susan Constant, Godspeed, and Discovery in 1607 in a place they named Jamestown in Virginia. In 1620, 13 years later, 102 people aboard the Mayflower landed in Massachusetts, which they named Plymouth. These two settlements were very different with each other. Jamestown provided a good secured area. It had a warm climate and fertile soil. This was great for large plantations to prosper. Plymouth instead had harsh, cold climate and non-fertile soil, so pilgrims turned to fishing, lumbering, and shipbuilding. Reasons for settling in Virginia were to expand English trade and English manufactured goods. The Virginia Company, the Jamestown sponsors, wanted profit from Jamestown. The pilgrims came to America for religious freedom. Back in England, they were persecuted and left for Holland. Fear for loss of English heritage, they embarked on their journey to America. Some early setbacks in Jamestown were inexperience, laziness, and lack of survival skills. This led to arguments and disagreements. Other problems included poor Indian relations, disease, and absence of the family. In Plymouth, cooperation and hard work went hand in hand. They too suffered hunger, disease, and nature hazards. What settlement would you have wanted to live in? I'm Angelica Benitez, also known as Angie B, from the GMP. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniela Catalan, reporting on Squanto. Here are some things you may or may not know. Because of being kidnapped several times in his life, Squanto traveled extensively through Europe, Newfoundland, and the northeast coast of the United States. In 1614, Squanto was captured by English explorer Thomas Hunt. He captured 20 Indians in total and sold them off as slaves in Spain. Spanish friars, looking to spread the Christian faith, rescued Squanto from captivity. He then traveled from Spain to England, where he met and lived with John Slaney, a wealthy merchant. As a likely indentured servant for John Slaney, Squanto traveled to Newfoundland on an expedition. Squanto thought he would be able to return home, but ended up returning to England again in 1618. In 1619, Squanto finally makes it home, only to discover that his tribe had been all but wiped out by disease. Just over a year after his return home in 1619, Squanto settled in Plymouth with pilgrims that were sick and dying from a difficult journey to the New World. They lacked food and needed help. Squanto helped the pilgrims during this difficult time. He taught them how to farm, introduced them to local tribes and pilgrims. In 1621, Squanto was instrumental in negotiating a peace treaty between the Pilgrims and the Wampanoag by acting as an interpreter and mediator. His legacy as a mediator lived on, however, because the Pilgrims and the Wampanoag remained peaceful toward each other for another 50 years. Well, that was me, Daniela Catalan, signing out from the GMP. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, I am Victoria Benitez from the GMP, and today I am reporting on why do we celebrate Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a national holiday in which we give thanks for all the blessings we had in this year. The pilgrims ate turkey, duck, goose, squash, deer, fruit, berries, and pumpkin. And at Thanksgiving, I eat mashed potatoes, turkey, ham, rice, cupcakes, juice, and corn on the cob. President Roosevelt signed a resolution on December 26, 1941, that would change the day of Thanksgiving to the fourth Thursday of November instead of the last. He changed it to improve the economy. He didn't want it to get in the way of Christmas. This has been Victoria Benitez from the GMP. I hope you like it, and thanks for listening.
Turkey
bye!
Turkey in the Straw Medley, played by the Innocent Military Band.
Turkey Feast, by me, aka also known as Estuardo Rodas. Turkey is one of the most important meal in Thanksgiving. In 1621, it was not clear that the turkey was part of the first meal with the Pilgrims and the Wampanoag. Over 40 million turkeys are sold on Thanksgiving, which is an interesting fact because the LA population is roughly 4 million. That's people, not turkeys. That's like 10 LAs of turkeys. That's a lot of turkeys. Congress issued a National Thanksgiving Proclamation in 1777. At around the same time, the Great Seal of the U.S. was being designed, and the turkey wasn't a serious contender to be the symbol of America. The birds considered included the rooster, the dove, and the eagle. In the end, the Great Seal Committee accepted the bald eagle. Benjamin Franklin wondered whether we made a mistake. The bald eagle is a bird of bad model. He does not get his living honestly. He is living poorly and often very lousily. From Franklin's point of view, he believed that the turkey was a much more respectful bird, but a little vain and silly. A bird of courage. Since the colonists had hunted wild turkeys in autumn, it became the Thanksgiving meal of choice for Thanksgiving after Lincoln declared Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1863. So there you have it. That's the turkey story by me, Estuardo Rodas. Happy Thanksgiving! See you next month for our next episode, which is about December. GMP is produced by Betsy Folders Myman, and our theme music is by Laz Myman.